Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on the 13th day of June. We move along into the beginnings of a new season. In a lot of places in the United States, it feels like we're almost summer. We're in the upper 90s down here already. And we went through our little rainy season, and I think it's gone. It kept it cool for us for a while. And then we pass on through it. But I'm just exercising the thought that life is good, whatever it is and whatever is happening. Life is good. Not all situations are good, and there's a difference, okay? A lot of people find themselves in situationships instead of relationships. And that might be a good thing for us to talk about it sometime. Because knowing the difference helps to plan a different way out and a different reason for moving on to something better. A situationship is built around, let's talk about what's going on and what's happening to all of us and see if we can improve the situation. Well, my friends, there will always be situations. And I find that they are best handled first with our own personal confidence, our personal faith, our constructive attitudes, and then maintaining relationships, especially the ones we cherish, as much as possible without bringing the situation into it. So this is why I rarely bring on my situations to this call, because they will pass. They all pass. And they're not the heart of our living anyway. A situation is just something that we make out of what's happening in life. Life is good. Not all situations are good, because situations are mostly man-made. Life is God-made. And if we find the life in anything, we can make the situation better. So I want to check and see who's on the call today. We've got quite a few here. And we'll just start with who came on first, which was Jerome. Hello, Jerome. It's always good to hear from you.
It's always good to hear from you, Glenda. And it's the relationships that really matter. And I thank you for the relationship with the highest of the universe and with God and Holy Spirit and love and light and peace and joy. And you are just perfectly great with that, and you help us help my relationships with the Spirit. And that's my context with you now. Thank you for your Spirit and your relationships with Spirit and the universe. And thank you for helping each of us to keep that relationship going as much as we can, and just all kinds of blessings to you, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, Jerome. And let me have one little piece of feedback. Are you having any problems hearing me?
No, it's just perfect, fantastic, beautiful, wonderful.
Oh, okay, because I've got my headset on, and it's not giving me strong input, so I just wanted to make sure it's giving out strong output. That's what really matters, because I can hear well enough.
Good. You're doing just great as usual, and thank you for your light and love, peace and joy, and just keep it going. I thank you for Yeshua, too, because he helps each of us every way, and you just remind us about the help that he's always to each of us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. It's my great joy. It's my great joy to be here and do that for you and everyone else in our community. So we're going to open the line to Eleanor Payson. Hello, Ellie. We haven't heard from you for a while.
Hi, Glenda. Yes, this is Ellie. I have been absent from the calls for a while, so while I'm here in person, I want to express my deep sympathy for your loss in Larry's passing. And I also want to express my gratitude for his loving support and devotion to so many of us in the Spiritist community. So I just first want to say that.
It was his life.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm so grateful. And I continue to hold him in my prayers of gratitude. So I also do the same with you, of course. But I'm here because I want to ask. Yeah, I want to ask for two blessings for Maura and her family. One for her son, Matthew Jones, who passed this week after many years of struggle with severe health issues. And so I wanted to ask for a blessing for Matthew and the family and, of course, for Maura. And a second blessing for Maura, who is facing her own serious challenge with her health. And as you know, Maura is really among the dearest of our sisters in this community. So I just wanted to make everyone aware of her need for extra support at this time, as well as her family.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear all of that. And she's coming on the call in just a minute. So she'll have a chance to tell us how she's doing.
Thank you, Glenda.
I'm so, so sorry to hear about that. And, of course, I love Maura dearly, as we all do.
Yes, yes. So thank you.
Thank you,
blessings
Ellie, to
you
on,
also. And for you. Yeah, all right.
Okay, did you want to say more?
I just wanted to say blessings for you also and your beautiful presence and devoted service to all of us. Just blessings to you also.
You're so welcome. I love being here. And I hope all of you don't mind that I bring little casual elements in. I just want to remind you that even Yeshua was very casual and personable. He would he would break bread with his apostles and just anybody on the street. He sat down by a woman at the well and said, "How you doing?" And she said, "I'm thirsty." And he said, "How would you like to have some water that doesn't make you thirsty again?" So he used a common little anecdotal event to build in one of the great teachings of the world. And I think it's a good thing when we can keep close to the reality we actually live. Because what we learned from the life of Yeshua and Christianity, when it's practiced the way he intended, is that there's always a bridge between heaven and earth. And you can pray and go make dinner at the same time. It's not a story of faith that is greater than living. It's not something you have to go to an ashram in order to get to the elevation of where it is. Sometimes we find our greatest moments making tamales, you know, bathing the dog. And just wanted to say that. And that's why I bring those little things in, because I want you to know that it wouldn't be any holier if I was in an ashram. If I was on the top of Mount Everest, it wouldn't be any holier. What makes our connection with each other and with God holy is the Sacred Heart. And that's wherever you are, whatever you're doing. How well you connect with it has a lot to do with your faith and your self-respect, your reverence for God in all things, and your general attitude and love about life. That's what makes it holy. So that's why I opened with a simple phrase, life is good. All right, my dear. And I'm going to open the line to Maura, because I don't want you to wait through anyone else. Maura, I am so sorry to hear this news. And my heart is with you and wrapping around you and lifting you up as well as I can. But I know someone who can really, really embrace and lift you up, and that is Yeshua. You might need to unmute your phone. Hello, Maura. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. Thank you very, very much for those beautiful words, which I firmly believe. And thank you, Ellie, for your wonderful tribute to my son, Matthew, and to all of you who have been praying for him for many years now. And he told me very short time ago that he said he wished that he could just go to sleep and wait and not wake up, and he got his wish, and he got it last Monday after the wonderful blessing call that you had last week, with all that wonderful energy coming in, Glenda. It was very beautiful service. They all are, but once in a while they seem very special.
Mm-hmm. They were.
I have to admit I was in shock when I heard the news, because he's been near death's door so many times that I thought, he's going to surprise us all again. And he did not. He's at peace now. And he's right here with me in my living room as we have these blessings. And so all of you will be sharing in the blessings for him. And I love you all for that. And I have so much joy that we know how connected we are. And like you said, Glenda, it doesn't matter where we are or how we go or whatever, where we go. Matthew happened to be alone when it happened, but he was, they were delivering him Meals on Wheels when they discovered that he was deceased. So I thank all of you for all of your love and all of your blessings, and particularly Yeshua coming to, not that he hasn't always been here, but in such a special way through you, Glenda. That has been one of the greatest gifts of my life. And I thank you for that.
You're so welcome, Mara.
Yes, thank you.
And I have one special thing to say to you, that I had to walk, I had to walk through my own storm for a while.
Yes.
Altogether, yes. With Larry, it was about 2 years when the decline started. Now, he was only in hospice for, I think it was about 10 months altogether.
Uh-huh.
But it was still a total of about 2 years where he was in special care. And during that time, I devoted every little milligram of energy that I had to his care, in addition to keeping Spiritus Church going, in addition to keeping the publishing going and the store running, because we had to have income to cover these costs. And I am so grateful for the contributions that you and others made to help me through that. But here's the point I want to make, is that when we love someone that much and their life depends on us to such a degree, we give more into it than we really realize we're giving into it. And then when it's over, we find ourselves at an unusually depleted level. Not anything we would regret having given, but still, we gave more than we would have normally given to anything or to anyone. It would be like a mother that was born with a specially handicapped child, that needed her 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was her baby and she loved him so much, she never thought of herself. She never thought of herself. She only just went through the loving devotion of getting a good result. When you get a good result, then you seem somehow replenished. But when you don't get the result you were hoping for, it adds to the depletion. So it's so important, Mara, for you to realize that the best did happen because he passed in his sleep, he wasn't in pain, and he's going to be greeted on high ground by family and friends and angels and people who are there to love him, heal him, and lift him up to a whole new level where he can be the Matthew he always was. So you did achieve it. You hung out to the end. You achieved everything you set out to do. Now you've got to be very aware of the depletions you more than likely created in yourself. And they could result in illnesses or, in my case, a fall. You know, I'm someone who never falls. And if I did, I would know how to fall. I'm someone who was thrown off horses back in the old days, maybe 100 times. Never got a bruise because I knew how to roll and fall. You know, so, but that was my depletion. I didn't realize how depleted I was. So, Mara, I want you to be mindful of that. I want you to see some holistic type therapist. You can see an MD also if there's something that needs treatment there, but be sure and see a constructive therapist who can help you build your life back. It's so important that you do that. I'm sure you gave to the last drop.
Thank you so much, Glenda. I will do the
You will do that.
Best I can. Yeah. I'll do the best I can. Yes, I understand the depletion part. I've been through it before.
You know, our MDs are, God bless our MDs for the work they do, and there are some things only they can handle. All right. See an MD, get an orientation, find out where you stand, but don't stop there. See someone who will help you rebuild that vigor and strength within your body and the positive orientation to life. Okay? Because it will be challenged, and you'll need that. Okay.
Yes.
With much love, I say everything I say. And I hope there's nothing too serious that you're struggling with.
Well, I won't know that for a bit. But anyway, I am doing what, Glenda, I am surrounded with people who love me very much and who are being very, very supportive of me. My family and my friends.
Oh, good. Good. Well, you deserve
and
to be
I feel
spoiled.
Very supported by this. I feel very, very supported by this this tremendous family, the larger family that supports me always. And I hope I'm supporting them back to the even the
you
part
are.
Of, even a degree of what I've been receiving from you. And
you are a bright light in our community. And
thank
we look
you.
Forward to hearing from you every Sunday. So
thank you.
Just let people take care of you, okay?
Let them
take over and take care, okay?
Thank you. I will.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. And Ellie, thank you very much again. Speaking of...
Christopher? Oh. Christopher, you're on.
Oh, sorry. I think I was on mute. Hi, Glenda, and hi, everybody
hi.
Out there. Hi. I'm with my friend Jason right now, and we're sitting, oh, my gosh, in a meadow full of wildflowers. trees everywhere and birds singing and the ocean right just over the, just across the meadow here. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. And I, my heart goes out to Maura. I've never met you, Maura, but I think what Glenda said is so true, that you are such a bright light. And you said, I hope my prayers help all of you. And I just have to, I've never met you, but I feel your prayers. And thank you for blessing my life. And I'm praying for you in this time for your own health and strength and all of the above. So I just wanted to send out that love to Maura. And also, Glenda, I wanted to let you know that a few weeks ago, I asked about a pretty serious inquiry in terms of my life purpose. And I just want to tell everybody who listened and you that things have really gotten into gear. It
awesome.
Seems like, I mean, things came into alignment and friends are saying to me, wow, it's amazing to see you in your purpose. It's amazing to see you in your purpose. So I just wanted to say thank you to you and Yeshua and the whole community. And also one request for a blessing that I'm going to be moving. I've been living in a new community and in a short-term rental, and I'm going to be moving. I'm just opening up for prayers for the best place for me to land. I feel like I'm in a really good location. So I'm just opening up for the best next living space that will be really nourishing for me to continue to be here and to grow. So thank you, everyone. And thank you, Glenda. Much love to you.
Much love to you, Christopher. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Who have we got? We have, Bella Diosa. Diosa Bella?
Hi, Glenda. It's Aria.
Oh, Aria. Okay. I always keep seeing different names for you.
I know. That's the name, Bella. Yeah, that's the name on the phone. But yes, hi. I just want to give my blessings to you and Maura and Matthew and everyone on the call, Christopher, everyone on the call, just for love and blessings and joy and happiness. And just, I feel very privileged to be part of the community. Sorry, I'm emotional today. Sorry. But anyway, I have a lot of gratitude, even though I have a lot of pain. And I don't feel like I'm supported by people close to me. And I know I'm supported by Yeshua and you guys and, you know, all the guides of light, the beauteous ones, God. And I'm just thankful for that. But I'm asking for help with my nerves and my knee. My right knee has, it's been going on since November, patellar tendinopathy. And I banged it really hard by mistake, but it never got better. And so there's a lot of nerve pain going up and down. And it's hard to walk. You know, it's hard to see on it. So thought I would ask for help with
that. We will ask for energy passing through, giving you the strength to push off the pain.
Yes. That sounds wonderful.
And we just love you.
Oh, I love
you. How about
you all.
That?
Yes, I love
we
that.
We love you.
Thank you.
And love has a miraculous ability to move things around. Not necessarily does it heal in a direct way, but love will move things around to where you're in front of the person who can help you. You're in contact with the supplements that could help you. In other words, love just moves things around to where you're surrounded by benevolent elements of support, from people to ideas, to supplements, to regimens of healing, and so on. Actually, did you fall when you hit the patella?
Yeah, I banged into the coffee table, and then I fell down and saw stars.
Okay. Well, something was assaulting you.
Right.
That you fell.
Right.
And it had to do with flexibility. You see, I lost both of my hips years and years and years ago. I had two hip replacements that were, I was blessed by God to have one of the best surgeons in the world. And within a month, I could run. Within 6 months, I could ride horses. And my hips are better than they were when I was 30 years old. So, the fact that you've been injured does not mean you can't be made whole again. But the hips have to do with support.
Right.
The knees have to do with flexibility.
Right.
And, you probably needed to make some changes in your life.
Yes.
And you're stuck in patterns. The same patterns that would not support you are the ones that probably caused you to fall.
Right.
So, exactly. So, you need to move around.
Okay.
In my case, I needed to find a different level of support.
Right.
More support. And it happened right after my mother passed. I lost her support. Big time. Not that she wasn't supportive in heaven, but you can't touch on physical things when you're in heaven. She can admire and love, you know, but I lost several levels of support just about that time. Then my hips went out. It's crazy, but there is a correlation between our body parts and what's going on in our life. So, take a look at points where you can be more flexible, and we will love you, and you love everyone you love until that love moves you around. Kind of
right.
Like a kaleidoscope. You have to turn the wheel a little bit.
Right.
And you see a whole new picture.
That's so right on, Glenda. It is so right on, and I have been looking at that, and I'm asking for the support of God to, you know, to help me make that change. So, yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, you're in my prayers.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. We have Tony. Hello, Tony. We need to hear how you're doing.
Hi, Glenda. Well,
hi.
Doing better. I had a lot of issues with pain over these last few weeks, and that's improving. One of my medications was causing some of the pain. So, just to echo what, you guys were just talking about, you know, persisting with it even through what seems to be the, you know, very, very most challenging, pain, you know, you get these, the connections, just as you were saying, love rearranges things and makes it possible for things to gracefully shift. And that's what happened with the pain for me this week. It's not completely resolved, but it's improved. So that's a real huge thing. I'm very grateful for that. Thank God. Thank you. I just want to mention real quick, Judy's been such a huge, my wife, she's such a huge love and support, and I would not be capable of even dealing with this without her love and support. Judy's going in for surgery this week. It's like a one-day outpatient kind of thing, but it's got it's a substantial surgery, and it's going to require recovery for weeks afterwards. So she's done with school now, and this has been scheduled for a while, so and I'm in a good enough place that I think, I won't, you know, hopefully, I'm going to be fine but I just want to include Judy on the blessing list this week, and our daughter Chelsea, who's a nurse, is going to come down and help take care of her mom. And our son James is healing, a fracture in his arm, which, has been healing remarkably well. So it's like a blessing for his healing and everybody's movement through the week. And I have to add in just one other thing really quickly. Solstice is coming. I thought maybe next week I'll just talk a little bit about the solstice for a minute. This week, I want to mention Venus is visible. Venus is now up and visible in the evening sky, which is going to persist for the rest of the year. So we have this constant reminder of the presence of love with us every day in the evening, clearly visible from now through the end of the year. So that's exciting. I'm really excited to see Venus back in the sky. And the moon right now is with Mars. So tonight you'll see the moon just above Mars. If you look, crescent moon with Mars with Venus right below.
Oh, that's amazing. That should have a very healing effect upon all of us.
Yes. Well, in the last Venus cycle we had was when we had that Venus-Jupiter conjunction at the heart of, aligned with the center of the galaxy. That was, about a year and a half ago. So all of that was the very last Venus cycle that we had where Venus was visible in the evening. So I kind of think this is a very powerful, Venus is always something so beautiful and inspiring, but it's the timing with this one is extraordinary. And I think we're going to see some very interesting things happening and emerging, throughout these next few months, just resonant with Venus's presence.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. We need a new burst of creativity and joy and personal power to rebuild our confidence and our confidence in going out to the world in our purpose and making the changes we hope to see.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all good signs in heaven.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Tony. And take care of yourself, because I know you're still going through a lot of challenges, and you'll be victorious. I know you will.
It absolutely feels that way. Thank you for always reinforcing that. It definitely feels that way.
No, you will. You will be victorious. Who knows? Just be careful. Don't go into what I was talking about earlier, a situationship. This is doing that, and my that is doing this, and I'm working through this, and that. Be you. Just be you in the highest and the best way you can be you, Tony.
Okay?
And have that same effect, have that same effect on Judy. Help Judy just to be Judy. Be Judy. Okay? And because Judy was created perfectly. And situations are not always so perfect.
Yeah.
You know, twice a week I have to take the garbage out. And that just about says it all. So situations are not always that so perfect. But you are.
Mm-hmm.
Judy is.
Mm-hmm.
Mara is. Mara. Everybody on this call. Sarah, Sandy, Rain Shadow. Wendy, and on and on it goes. You're all perfect, but not all of your situations are perfect. So, I would say deal with the situations. Be you. One of the first things I remember that Larry, corrected as a spiritual psychologist, he corrected on me. I didn't particularly like, him having a corrective attitude, but that's Larry. So, he did. And he said, do not ever say, my cold, or my cough, or my headache.
Mm-hmm.
Just refer to it at arm's length. There's some kind of cold invading my body.
Okay.
That would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of pain in my stomach. I don't know what it is. Keep it at arm's length. It's not you.
It's like, yes, it's something that we're experiencing. It's something that's currently here and passing through.
Yeah. And we do have to deal with situations same as we take out the garbage. We have to deal with them. You know, we've had a lot of rebuilding to do in our climate from the years and years of stressful events. And I just read about another very stressful event impending for this United States. And we usually try to include a blessing for the environment, and this is mine for today. All the way from the Parks Department to the Agricultural Department to the Curation Department, it has been now officially proclaimed that the United States Southwest is permanently in drought and will be for the foreseeable future. We're talking about hundreds of years, a desert.
Mm.
Wow. Anything of the climate, the perpetual climate changes and the forecast of sustained climate change is such that that's what we will be dealing with. That is a situation. Now, the geckos will do fine. And the cactus will do fine. Probably there will be little streams that come from the monsoons, and they will give water to, the little, lizards and, the little birds that winter down there. So it will just be a new situation that exists in the United States of America. It will not be what it used to be. So, we noticed that severe changes were happening, and we thought that they were temporary situations. Well, now it has become a permanent one. So I pray that the right adjustments will be made to foster and care for the wildlife and the plants that belong in that environment, and that there will be a safe migration of animals and people who do not belong in that environment. So we're going to make adjustments. And my heart goes out to them, but my love more than anything goes out to them to find the right new place in which to make a life. So making a life is what it's all about. And we're going to take Elizabeth's call. Elizabeth, you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. Firstly, I'd just like to send my love and prayers to Moira and her son, Matthew. Just wishing her to be surrounded in love at this difficult time of losing a loved one in the physical. And I'd also like to ask for prayers for a couple of people who are in the same family that are like family to me. Firstly, it's Gerald French, who just got taken into hospital with the virus, and he is severely overweight, and one of his lungs has collapsed. So if we could just send prayers to Gerald to help the doctors help him get through this. And for his cousin, who's up in Seattle in Washington, who's got cancer, and they've got a stent in her chest. Her name is Diane French, and that got infected, and we need to just pray that the antibiotics will do their job and get her white blood cell count is very low and it needs to come up so she can, deal with the chemotherapy. So it's Diane French, her cousin Gerald French, and George French, the father of Gerald, who's not so well himself, and I know he's very concerned about his son and the whole French family in New Orleans.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Thank you so much. They're all just having a big family thing right now and need all the love and support they can get to get through this time.
And where are they? Where are they?
Gerald's in New Orleans in Louisiana, and Diane is up in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, okay. And what about George?
George is in New Orleans with his son, Gerald.
Yes. Okay.
They're all in the music business in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yes, they're all part of that wonderful music thing that happens in New Orleans, as you know, because you've lived there.
I love it. You know, I was there for 7 years.
Yes, so I know you were, and that's why I'm saying you would know about the families of the Wynton Marsalis and the Neville brothers, and there's just so many. The Frenches are another family of musicians that go way back, so they all just need the support and love right now.
Absolutely. Well, they have it from me and from all of us, and they always have it from God. Let's just make this a relationship instead of a situationship.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much, Glenda. And again, thank you for just being here on Sundays for me and everybody.
Oh, I am. I am.
You're a lifesaver. That's all I'll say. You're a lifesaver.
You pretty much have to put me on a gurney to get me away from here.
Yes, well, we won't even think
even then,
that
I'd
one.
Be here. I'd be here.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe not on the telephone, but I would be here.
Yes.
Okay, my dear.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. Barney, you're on. Or Stephen Barney.
Hi, Glenda. My name is Mary. Actually, it's Steve's wife. Hi.
Okay.
It's the first time that I'm actually on a call that I've been wanting to do for years, but I finally made it. I saw your email last night, and it brought me great comfort. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting on tomorrow. So,
great.
So, yeah, thank you, Glenda. Thank you. And so my prayers to everyone. I'm listening to everyone, and everyone's struggling. Everyone seems to be working through something on this earth. But so my prayers. I'm asking for prayers for my. I guess mental condition, but I just. For the last couple of years, I've been suffering. I was caretakers for my mom and dad, but I want to go back to what you were saying to someone before. Stop saying mine. You're right, because I feel like I'm never going to get rid of it. This, whatever happened to me, you know, whether it be in a breakdown or whatever, and they just sort of changed and, like, became anxious and depressed and lost all my joy in life. Like, I can't. Everything's replaced by anxiety and depression, which is so not like me. And I thought it would come back by now, and it hasn't. So I was just asking for some prayers regarding that Mary comes back one day, do her work.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. And, you know, thank you for coming on with your message, because it stimulated me to say something to everybody in the community, and that is, you don't have to talk in order to get your blessing. During the offering of the blessing, you have a chance to be in your prayer, and that's all that's important. If you're just a little bit inhibited, or you just don't have the words of what to say, or don't want to air your troubles to the public, it's okay. God knows. God knows already. And all you have to do is be in your prayer while the blessing is being given, and your prayer will direct the inflow to you. So everybody has an equal opportunity to receive this blessing, and you don't have to speak up to get it.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you. That was hard. Thank you. But thank you. And I've got a
chance. Well, thank you, too. See, everybody makes a contribution, and I think that's just wonderful.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We got to move on. So,
okay, dear.
Sharon, I'm going to take your call right now, Sharon.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you for taking my call. I have a special blessing request for a friend of mine whose father, who just recently found out he has lung cancer. His name is Dennis. And I'd like to include him in the blessing today.
Okay. Where is Dennis?
He is in Salt Lake City.
Okay. All right. It kind of helps me when I start throwing my points of attention out to know where I'm throwing them. It helps.
I appreciate that.
We'll move on. And here we are with Stormy. Stormy, blessings to you. And thank you for being there and hanging on with us, getting through to our grand culmination. Would you like to offer a benediction for us?
Yes, and I would like to offer it in the form of a blessing I received from Will Minderman, who you remember.
Oh, yes.
And Will used to talk to us about leaving money at the register in a restaurant to pay for the meal of the next person or several that come in uh-huh. as you walk out the door. Well, Will is watching over me, I know, from heaven, as he's called me his brother before at StarQuest, but a man and his teenage daughter comes over to my table yesterday and says, we want to say hello. And he picked up my check and he says, this is ours.
Oh, how sweet.
Will was watching and taking care of me from where he is. And I just thought that was a beautiful segue into how we all care and take care of each other, whether we be seen or unseen.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I was getting to when I said, you don't have to speak up on the call. You're here. You're family. And we're all sitting around the same table. So whether you're someone who's inclined to speak or you'd just rather be quiet, it's all the same. You're here. You're loved. You're going to receive a blessing. And it's your prayer that will attract, just like honey attracts bees. It's your prayer that will attract the blessing. So, Story, I love that story. And, yes, I so miss Will Minderman. He was just the best. And his beautiful wife, oh, my gosh. She was just one of the loveliest spirits on this earth.
Yes. I kept up with Shirley for many years until it was finally time for to just go different way because Shirley has gone in just to the regular world now as she's getting on with her life. But I remember I had a prayer that I would get your artwork on Shirley Minderman's cassette tapes.
Oh. Is Shirley still alive? Is Shirley still living?
Yeah, Shirley is. Yeah, she's well. She goes to, she has her two daughters and she visits her sisters back in England a lot. The last time I talked to her, it's been a couple of years. But
oh, that's lovely.
And she's doing quite well. She's gone into the mainstream world. She's left all that other stuff behind and just a regular, everyday, ordinary lady that plays cards with the ladies where she lives at or goes back to England, just normal stuff. And it's just, I had the prayer that you had met, I think, Will and Shirley at maybe our metaphysical group, and you and Brian and I went out to see them at StarQuest. The three of us drove out together, and it had been my intention, without saying anything, the quiet time, to have your artwork of angels on her cassette tapes. Well, not long after you met Will and Shirley, there your artwork was on her cassette tapes. I didn't have to say anything. I didn't have to say anything. And that's the trust you put in a prayer that you give to God. God takes care of it.
That's exactly right. And that's a good thought. Really.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think that's where faith comes in. You know, Yeshua would always say, your faith made you whole. And that was it.
Well, I didn't have to worry about it. Thy will be done. And he takes care of the rest of it.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Well,
be sure and put me on mute here because I'm going to get up and play guitar while y'all do your blessing. I'll add my blessing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Stormy. So glad you're here. All right, everybody. Let me just go through the protocol for those who are new. And we always have a few new people, which is good. Let's keep expanding, keep sharing, bringing people on, because there's never a charge. And there's never any kind of biased preaching that could push someone this way or that way. I really try to keep it as neutral as possible, focused upon God's love for his children. And it doesn't really have to go in any other direction, because it follows the two commandments that Yeshua left us, to love one another and to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. And so I stay as true as I can, as a human can, to those two commandments and follow that center point down the road. And everybody is welcome. Everybody can receive. In order to receive, all you have to do is just sit still and do nothing. Open yourself up. Open your faith. Be in your faith that what you need and want is possible by God. Now, it may not be something that's possible for you right now. It may not right now. But you see, as I was mentioning to another person earlier, by being in a closer relationship with God and with those others who love you, love will move things around to where what you need becomes available. Sometimes we have to wait for things to move around. This is what is meant when it said so many times in the Bible, you shall be blessed for waiting on God. It doesn't mean you go out and become a waiter in a church for God. It means being patient for the changes that may be necessary to bring around to you your requirements for what you need. But prayer will do that. It will start making those changes. Many times you will see instant provision for that which you ask. Sometimes you will begin to see the changes that will bring it about. And then, this is why we do it every week, because there is no end. There is no end to when a child has grown up. We all are children of God. We all keep growing. And so we come back. But according to your position, this is not like yoga. There's not any special position you have to be in. Just be relaxed. Seated is a great way. I would prefer it because your feet need to be on the ground, ideally, and your head pointed upward, ideally. Why? It's because there's a crown chakra or an opening in your skull that draws the lifeblood from heaven, the literally divine light from heaven. It pulls it into your body through the heart. And do not cross your arms or legs, because it will pass it on down through your legs and your feet into the ground. And the earth is a powerful magnet that will draw energy down for you. It will purify the energy, add more life to it, and then pass it back up through you, so that each time this energy comes down and through the earth, is cleansed and filtered and passed back up through you, you become more and more richly endowed with life, with love, and with all the possibilities that will move the things around necessary for your prayer to be answered. Okay, and that's all there is to it. You may at some time feel an extra warmth in your heart. And sometimes the energy from the right and the energy from the left will cross over in your heart. That's okay. It will still then go down through your legs to the earth and back from the earth, up your legs, and then cross back over to go out the top of your head. And this will go on. Some people feel it. Some people don't. And it doesn't matter whether you feel it or not. And if you don't feel it, it doesn't mean it's not there. Because it's a very, very high frequency of energy, that the sensory, the nerve sensory terminals in our body are not really created to pick up. It's the kind of energy that produces dreams at night. It's a very, very high frequency energy that goes beyond normal reality. But some of you are very sensitive to it and will feel it. But it's completely positive. It comes from heaven into the earth. The spirits of the earth guide it all the way up and down. And then it performs according to your needs, not according to what we tell it to do. We, the blessing givers, are like satellite stations. We pick up the signal and pass it on. And the reason we do that, and the reason it's necessary, is because the universe is full of almost an infinite number of energy frequencies. And they can get scrambled, they can get lost, they can become unfocused, undirected. And it's kind of like your TV is built to pick up only the signals that it was designed to connect with. Well, we pick up those signals that belong to you and pass them on to you. But we don't create the signals. The signals are created by the Holy Spirit, by our Heavenly Father, and by Yeshua, who turns them into love, a loving form that you can receive and connect with. So I think that's a pretty good quick orientation. You'd have to become a blessing giver to learn about the whole thing. Anyway, let's get started. I will say my prayer to Yeshua. We will start the blessing, the conveyance of energy. And while we're doing that, you be in your personal prayer, whatever personal prayer you prefer, how you prefer to pray, whether you prefer to be kneeling, standing, dancing, singing, just being quiet and listening. Oh, but above all, listen. Listen, open, because listening opens you to receiving. That's why. Okay. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us always through the sunny days and the stormy nights, through the bright, beautiful mornings, the twilight endings of the day, and the dark of the night when we can't see where we're going, but we know we're not alone. Thank you for being with us, even when we don't see you or know you're there. Feel free to touch us and move into our life. We ask that you do that. You said ask and you shall receive. Well, we ask you to be in our life and to be our companion, to be the one that sets our reality in the most positive direction so that we may receive that which anoints our purpose and leads it forward. We thank you for teaching us how to live a better life. We thank you for teaching us more about who we really are. And we thank you for bringing to us the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us, direct us, and be with us through all of our moments, that we be not tempted with wrongful rewards or be depressed that there aren't any rewards at all for the moment. For all rewards have been given. It's up to us to find them. And the Holy Spirit, we thank you for helping us find the rewards that have been set in place for us. We love you. We love you, we love you, with all our heart. Amen. Blessing givers, will you stand and join me, please?
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, I would like you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes. And in that rest, do not continue your prayer. Do not continue thinking about anything, most especially not problems of the world. Just be in a neutral state of receiving. Just if you fall asleep, that's fine. If you meditate, that's fine, but not with thoughts, just with a state of surrender, a state of peace, and hopefully a touch of joy. But anything is fine. Bye-bye for now. I look forward to being with you again next week.